Mu'mineen, we are continuing Surah Bani Israel, and the verse we recited is verse number 60. And I'll read first the translation, inshallah. It's a long verse, and we'll go slowly, inshallah. And when we said to you, verily your Lord encompasses the people, and we did not make the dream which we showed you and the cursed tree in the Quran save a trial for the people, and we cause them to fear, but it only increases them in great insolence. So Allah first talks about that. He talks to Prophet, verily your Lord encompasses people. Ahada bin Nas means he encompasses people with his knowledge. He knows everybody, and he knows what people are doing. And we did not make the dream which we showed you and the cursed tree in the Quran save a trial for the people. Because Allah showed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a dream and the cursed tree in the Quran as a trial for people. Fitnatan lin-nas wa shajaratan maluna fil Quran. وَمَا نُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. And why he showed them? To cause them to fear. Why Allah showed that dream and the cursed tree? To cause them fear. But what happened when Allah showed the tree, the cursed tree, and to fear them? But what happened instead? That increased them in great insolence. It went opposite. Tughyanan kabira. In Quran only one time came Tughyanan kabira. Allah said, I showed them this dream of cursed tree so that they get be afraid of me. But instead what happened? It increased them more in their great insolence. Tughyanan kabira. Arrogance in the greatness. So Allah knows everybody, and Allah knows people, and Allah wants to test them. And Allah tested the people through fitnatul linnas. Allah says in this verse fitnatul linnas that it is a fitna, it is a trial for the people. And shajarat al-ma'luna fil Quran, shajarat al-ma'luna fil Quran, this cursed tree in Quran, which was shown as a trial for the people, so that they be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead what happened? That they got more arrogant. You know, there are dreams which have been mentioned in Quran three times about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One dream about battle of Badr, one dream about Fateh Makkah, victory of Makkah, and one dream, those two dreams came in Medina. This dream came in Makkah when Prophet was in Makkah. After when Prophet saw this dream, he never smiled after this dream. Prophet was so sad under this dream. Now what is shajar? What is tree? The tree is the one which has root and branches. So it could be family tree. Because Prophet said, I and Ali are of the same tree. Means from the same tree. You know, in Quran, if you read Surah Ibrahim, Allah talks about shajar al-tayyiba. You know, purified tree. We know that, right? No, we know that, right? So tree is a family thing. But it's not only family thing, but also a group of the same belief could be a tree. Because they have the same ideology of being together, you know. So Allah talks about shajar, about the tree. The tree is in reality is a group or a family of people who are on the same ideology. Now, Allah is talking about this shajar, which is malhoon, is a cursed shajar. So who is this cursed group? Now there's a discussion. It could be either people of book, or it could be polytheists, or it could be hypocrites, right? But if you see that polytheists tortured Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but not in the end time, they stopped it. People of book also stopped it. They were bad, but you know, when the verse came in Surah Maida, verse number 3, this day they heard, those who disbelieve despaired of your religion. They got despaired of the religion. They left them alone. That's what happened. Then after that, Prophet conquered Hijaz and the whole Middle East, you know, quickly. They were gone. So who was left to torture? Hypocrites. So this shajar malun is the hypocritical group, which was always with with the believers all the time. And they tortured the most. And they were the testing and trial for the people. And these hypocritical people were the one who caused all kind of mischief. And we used to see those mischief going on. You see the two faces of Islam still today. Believers and hypocrites. Those have destroyed the Islamic name in the all over the world. Same faces you see today also. Now there's a discussion that, this cross tree is a tree of Zakum in the hellfire, in the hell. So now there's a discussion, because some people say that when Prophet went to Mi'raj, he saw Zakum, and that's the dream. They call Mi'raj as a dream and the Zakum as a tree. Mizan doesn't accept it. We don't accept it because their tree has no fall. How could it be a ma'loon? Why Allah curse the tree when does Allah curse Hayat himself? Allah curse. Allah praises the angels who are in the hell following Allah's command. Allah praises them. Allah praises the believers who torture non-believers. Allah says they don't give punishment, I give punishment. So they are doing Allah's job. They are following Allah's command. How they can be cursed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Curse is this group who never had Allah and a prophet, and they were always there to just destroy religion. That's the curse group. So there are a lot of narration about this verse. Our fifth and sixth Imam says that the hidden interpretation, ta'wil of the curse tree is Bani Umayya. They are the ta'wil of this curse tree is Bani Umayya. Ibn Umar says that Prophet told him that I dreamed the children of Al-Hakam bin As on pulpits like monkeys. They were jumping on the pulpit like monkeys. Fourth Imam says that Prophet was sad, so companions of Prophet came and asked Prophet, why you are so sad? Prophet said, I saw in a dream that Umayyads were taking turns on my pulpit. They told him, O Messenger of Allah, do not worry, for that is the only share of this world and they will have. Once Aisha told Marwan bin Hakam, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying to your father and grandfather, you are the cursed tree in the Quran. You are the cursed tree in the Quran. And same thing Imam Hassan told Marwan. Same thing, long discussion that you are the cursed tree in your family. Umayyad. They ruled for 1,000 months. Umayyad ruled for 1,000 months. Prophet was saddened. When Prophet was saddened, Allah sent Surah Qadr and said that this Laylatul Qadr is more than, better than 1,000 months. Just to calm Prophet's heart down that, you know, you don't be so sad. Because Allah tested, you know, now we read this verse again, and when we said to verily your Lord, incomes people. Allah knows, because Allah wanted to test the Muslim nation, how they will behave after Prophet passing away. Will they be thankful or they will become deviant? And Allah test them through this fitna to the nas. This fitna was created because Allah wanted to test if you have pious heart or you cursed heart. If you go to the Shajda Tayyiba or you go to this Shajda Maloon fil Quran, if you go this way or that way. If you go this way or that way. It was a testing from Allah. Now we understand this verse better. Verily, you are Lord among the people, and we did not make the dream which we showed you and the curse tree in the Quran save a trial for the people. I tried people, and what happened? And we caused them to fear, but it only increased them in great insolence. It got worse. They were Tughyan Kabira. Now you see who is in curse tree. Who are Umayyad? Yazid and his father. How many are the followers of Yazid and his father nowadays? And how much the fitna they are creating now in the world. You know, there is a famous hadith when they say, we are no less in position than Salih Shi Kemal. Any insult to us would lead to annihilation. Because if you remember the verse we read, this is verse 60. And before last Manjlis, we read the verse 59. And what it says, وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودًا نَاقَةً مُفْسَرَةً فَظَلْمُ بِهَا. Allah said, and we gave to Thamud the she camel a manifest sign, but they did injustice to her. Allah talks in the verse about Thamud she camel and how they did injustice. And next What Allah talks about? Shajat al-Ma'lun, who killed Ahl al-Bayt. See the coincidence. It's not coincidence. That's how Quran links quietly. And then Ahl al-Bayt said, we are no less than position than Saleh Shikimat. Same thing happened to them. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا آدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِسَ قَالَ أَسْجُدُ مَنْ خَلَقَتَ تِينَا. And when we said to angels, prostrate unto Adam, so they did prostrate except Iblis, who said, am I to prostrate to one who you have made created of, who you have created of clay? This is the arrogance of Iblis. We know this story. And he went unto the exterior, not the interior. He just saw the clay and he thought that I'm better than clay because I'm made of fire. He never thought that the beauty of clay, how deep the clay is, how great benefits clay does. So clay is the source of life. You see, you eat and you get all your risk from the clay. All things you have, everything you get is from out of clay. Whatever you have in this world is from clay. And he thought it's lower. Because this is being superficial and arrogance. Khala, أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّتِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَهْتَنِّكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتِي إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He said, tell me, this is he whom you have honored above me. If you respite me till the day of resurrection, I will certainly master his progeny, save a few. He got jealous when Allah asked him to get out of here. He got jealous and he said that the one who you respected so much, if you give me respite till the day of judgment, except few, I'll uproot all of them. His progeny. I'll uproot them. Now there is a word here which meaning ahatanik. Ahatanik, right? We read that. It means to uproot something. Or to put bridle. You know, like bridle in the animal snake. So he said that if you give me respite till the Qiyamah, except few of his progeny, I'll uproot them. Or I'll put the bridle on their neck to take them to my way. That's what he said. Khal ladhab faman تَبِقَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاؤُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا. And he said, depart, but whoever of them follows you, then verily hell will be your recompense. A recompense and follow. Allah told him, get out of here. And you and whosoever follows you, his recompense is hellfire. جَزَاؤُكُمْ مَوْفُورًا. Jaza mawfura, and there is a recompense and fall. That's how Allah talks. Recompense and fall. Whosoever follow you. We seek Allah's refuge not to follow shaitan. Not to follow shaitan because he said that except few, they'll all be gone. Except few. Ya Allah, only few. Are we among those few? You have to ask question. That are we among the few? Ya Allah. Vastafsiz man istata'ta minhum bi sawtika wa ajlib alayhim bi khaylika wa rajlika wa sharikhum fil amwal wal awlad wa idhum wa ma yawdhum shaytanu illa ghurura. And startle whoever of them you can with your voice and collect your cavalry and infantry against them and share with them in wealth and children and make promise to them. And thus Satan makes no promise to them except delusions. The word came, what we read, Vastafsiz. It comes from the word Istifazaz. Istifazaz means entice people. Entice people. Allah allowed him to entice people. Of whoever you can with your voice. Shaitan sent, Allah allowed him to send his voice. His voice doesn't come to the ear, his voice comes as a whisper in the heart. And there's a whisper which you have to, when you hear that whisper, then you have to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right there. And you get very careful that whisper is coming, you know. that whisper, because Allah allowed him to use that whisper. He's allowed. But if you have to call Allah right there and ask, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, and also start arguing with this voice with the logic, because all these whispers are illogical. Islam, Quran, Hadith is logical. Shariat is logical, but his whispers are always illogical. Always illogical. If you argue, Allah will make him weak. And Allah said, with your voice and collect your cavalry and infantry against them. What is Allah says, you can collect your cavalry and infantry against them. Cavalry is the one who are on the horses, and infantry who walks. So Shaitan has army, some attacks fast on you, some attacks slow on you. The fast one, as Allah says, is cavalry. Khailika means a horseman. Rajlika, walking one. They are takes you, some attack fast, some attack slow. And the Quran says, Ajlib alayhim. When Allah used the word Ajlib alayhim, Ajlib came from Ijlab, and Islam came from Jalab. Jalab comes from, if somebody, shepherd follows the sheep, and from back he shouts, controls them from the back and shouting them to let them go forward. That's how Shaitan shouts for you. He takes you as a herd, So, Ajlib alayhim. But the deeper meaning of Ajlib comes is collectively attacking you. They collectively attack his cavalry and his infantry and takes you. Ya Allah. And share with them in wealth and children. Allah said, you become their partner. Allah said, "Sharikhum, share with them." Not because it's like equal sharing. And promise to them, and the Satan makes no promise to them except delusions. So, sharing in wealth and children. How Shaitan becomes associated with wealth and children? If you make unlawful money, then Shaitan becomes your partner in that money. Or if you make lawful money and spend unlawfully, then again Shaitan becomes your partner in the wealth. Same thing with children, that if you have illegitimate children, Shaitan is your partner in that child. Or if your children was legitimate, but you did not train him Islamically, again he becomes partner in your children. Because what you did to your child. Now, there is a narration from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about being associated with Shaitan. Prophet said about a person, a prophet said that a paradise will be forbidden on the person who is every foul-mouthed swearer with little shame, who cares neither about what he says nor about what it is said about him. If you investigate about such individual, you will indeed find that they are either of illegitimate birth or associate of Shaitan. Who are these people? You see this kind of people are in committee. Who are these community? Who are these people in community? They do backbiting. They say whatever comes to their mouth for anybody. They don't care. So the people in return talk about him bad too, because he is so bad. And that doesn't bother him at all. That's what they are telling about him. This kind of person is the associate of Shaitan. And Prophet said, either this person is not a legitimate birth, or he's associate of Shaitan, that person. Now you see those kind of people everywhere. They will call Muslim, but they backbite, foul-mouthed, they don't care what people say about them, and they create all kind of fitna in the community. Should be careful with that. 5th Imam says, Imam Muhammad Baqir says about the share of Shaitan in our unlawful wealth. But there is also share of Shaitan in our children. If we have unlawful wealth, and you, Imam says, if you go to your wife and have a seed there, because of you going to your wife, that seed has a share in a Shaitan because your unlawful wealth. So the child becomes the share of Shaitan. Inna عبادی اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سلطان وکفا بی ربی کا وکیلا. Verily my servant, you have not any authority over them, and your Lord suffices guardian. But Allah gave exception for the a group in Ibadi. He said, my servant. So there is a special group Allah called in Ibadi. Laysa laka alayhim sultan. You have no control on them. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا and Allah is sufficient guardian for them. Yeah. We pray to Allah that we become عبادی. Allah has called them عبادی, my servant. Allah gave respect. Because He said, I'm going to uproot all of them except few. Allah said, those are my عبادی. You will not touch them. Who are these? They are the one first. They read Quran. They get help through Quran. Because there are a lot of verses of Quran which Araf, Allah talks about those are the one believer when the whispers come from Shaitan, they wake up, they get very shocked and they start looking where it's coming from and they confront it. Those are the one who are Allah's ibadi and they are always worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says for them He is the wakil. Allah is their guardian. What is the meaning of wakil means? What is guardian means? See, Prophet is a Shafi, he is an intercessor. But Allah is a wakil, his guardian. There's a difference between an intercessor and a wakil, guardian. Intercessor can again only ask Allah, Allah please forgive him because of my respect. Wakil is the one who takes place of you. Did you see that when you go to court, if you are a criminal, you just sit quiet and your wakil argues for you. He is taking all your position, protecting you or arguing on your behalf, and he is everywhere for you. And you are so protected. That's wakil. Wakil is bigger than intercessor. Allah says, I'll become their wakil. I am their advocate. Allah only will become wakil when we try to help ourselves first. Allah will not become wakil for free, you know. Rabbukum alladhi يُزْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحَرِ لِتَبْتَقُوا مِنْ فَدْلِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Your Lord is He who makes the ship go for you through the sea that you may seek of His grace. Verily, He is ever merciful to you. These ships which they travel is because of the wind and the density of water and the density of the water. It's all Allah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People did not realize all that before. There was no any nuclear power ship before. What it was only for thousands of years, it was just because of wind, you know. And Allah took them there. Allah said, those are my grace to you. لِتَبْتَقُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ to seek Allah's fadl, the grace. See, when grace comes, when it's more than you need it. You know, when these fishermen go for fishing, they just don't go for eating for themselves, but they do business. You know, if you go to Bombay, all these fishermen are millionaires because there's so much fish there. Or the jewelers, they go and get all these things from pearls and all that. They become rich. Because that's a fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much, how much is the ocean? Three times more than the earth. Allah's fadl. لِتَبْدَقُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ إِنْهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. He is so merciful to you. First we read, He is Wakila. Now He is Rahima. See, you have to be Quranic. You should see, He is Wakil, He is Rahim. If He becomes, He is Rahim to us, He is our Wakil. What else we need? What else we need? He calls for us and we are so much kufran and ne'mat. We just go away to different way because we have no thinking about Rasulullah. We don't read Quranic verses. We don't ponder about Allah till we go to the grave. Innahu kana bikum rahima. When you read this verse, you should be heavy. Innahu kana bikum rahima. You should cry, you know. Innahu kana bikum rahima. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. And when affliction touches you in the sea, away will you go those on whom you call except Him. Dalla man taduna illa iyyahu. Dalla means away will go. It will go away from you. Those whom you call except Him. But He delivers you to the land, you turn away, and man is very ungrateful. Kana insana kafura. See, when He says, first He says that I am so merciful to you, and then we should cry, kana insana kafura. Ya Allah, He is so merciful, kana insana kafura. What Allah is saying in this verse, that when you go to sea and when the hardship comes and affliction touches you, everybody goes away except you could start calling Him. And when He takes to the land, arastum, then you turn away from Him. Wakana insana kafura, and surely insan is ungrateful. You know, Atheists come to our sixth Imam, Imam Chafasad Yaklasan Malab Salam. Any was arguing about Allah SWT. Imam asked, did you ever go to the ocean and did you have any experience with bad weather there? He said, yes, I was one time in a ship and ship wrapped, so I was grabbing a wood. Yes. Imam asked that, did you have any hope to live? Yes, I still have hope. Why? Imam says, you are calling somebody, right? Yes. And you hopeful that he'll help you. Yes, he said. That was the your Lord. That's why Allah says, Dalla man tadunu illa iyyahu. Allah says that when affliction comes, you forget all of them except him. You call him. Because it is in our nature. Allah ka in our soul. Allah has put Islam is a religion of nature, your soul, your nature. Your nature is to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you arastum, when you become turn away from him, is not your nature, it's your bad habit. It's your bad habit, but your nature is that you call him when a hardship comes. Right there, because your nature comes to you. But arastum, when Allah says that you turn away, is your bad habit. Afa amintum an yuqsif bikum janibil barri aw yursilu alaykum hasiban thumma la tajidu lakum wakeela. Do you then feel secure that he will not cause the shore to swallow you up or send on you squall of pebbles? Then you will not find protector for yourself. Allah said that you felt so secure that you were saved from the ocean. Now, are you feeling safe that if you come to the land and I put you to be swallowed up by the land, you be swallowed up by land or send a wind full of pebbles? Allah said, Hasiba. Hasiba comes from the wind which comes like a tornado, which is a fast wind with full of pebbles. Because Allah says that I rescued you from the ocean, now you are behaving on the earth, I can do this. The land can swallow you, or I can send a tornado on you. And those things we are seeing today nowadays, so many tornado comes. In West, you see so many tornadoes. So many nations were destroyed by these kind of punishment. Swallowed by the land, and hasiba, a fast wind with the pebbles came. Allah said, do you want me to send you to that? And if I do that, you will not find any protector against yourself. Am amintum ay yughidukum fihi taratan ukhra wa yursil alaykum qafifan min ar-rihi wa yughridukum bima kafartum thumma la tajidu lakum alayna bihi tabi'a. Or do you feel secure that he will send you back into another time and then send on you a fierce gale, then drown you for your disbelief? Then you will find no prosecutor for you against us. Now that's how Allah talks. Allah started from the ocean, right? Allah is again talking about ocean. That's our Lord. That's how he talks. Allah said that, do you want me to do you feel secure that I send you back to the ocean where I saved you before and send you a qasifa? Qasifa is a fast wind which destroys the ships. Qasifa. And then I drown you because of your kufr. What you kufr you do to me? Bima kafartum. What kufr you did, should I drown you again? Thumma la tajidu lakum alayna bihi tabi'a. Then you will not find any prosecutor against us. You will not find any prosecutor against us. Because when I take you back here and send a qasifa, and you get drowned because of kufr, you will not find any wakil for you. Allah first told about himself being wakil, right? Now Allah is saying that you find a wakil against me, you will not find anybody. Tabi'a came from tabi. Tabi means wakil, who argues for your case. Allah says, you will not find any wakil for me, against me. That's what Allah talks about. We have to make our life that Allah becomes our wakil. We become believers so that we see his rahmah and his mercy. And we pray to Allah that we become his ibadi, that we protect ourselves from the shaitan with his help, with the knowledge of Quran, and we become his servant in the sense that he becomes our wakil, he becomes our guardian. Now, we always wonder that Prophet said that no prophet was tortured as I was tortured. Prophet says that no prophet was tortured as I was tortured. We know some tortures of Prophet ﷺ, what he went through in his life. But how we can forget the Shajarat al-Ma'loon fil Quran, that Ma'loon, the curse tree of the curse tree in the Quran, really tortured Prophet ﷺ to the maximum. His Ahlul Bayt, the way they tortured Prophet ﷺ. We remember how in the month of Ramadan, when Prophet was giving sermon, he said, oh Ali, it was the month of Ramadan, on the 19th of Ramadan, your beard will be drowned in the blood, your beard will be colored with your blood. He took the pain of the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When he was passing away, when his daughter was crying, he called his daughter, say, I give you good news, that you will be the first one to meet with me. There's the pain Prophet had of the martyrdom of the daughter which he took in his life, the news of her martyrdom. Then the biggest pain of Prophet which he had, that when Imam Hussein was born and he was carrying the baby in his lap, Jibreel came and Jibreel said that, oh Prophet, this is your son who will be martyred in Karbala. And the Prophet cried so much, Inna lillahi inna ilayhi raji'un, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.